Ko te wā tēnei mō Heps Picks.
Yes, that's right. It's time for my favourite part of my week. And even when he's still under the weather, he comes and joins us on the show because he's a true hero. It is time for Pep's Picks. Good morning, Martin.
Morning. Oh, mate.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's gnarly. Bit of a gnarly gastro bug going around the country at the moment.
And, oh, gosh.
And fell victim to it about 3 days ago.
Well, I hope you've taken it as a chance to rest up.
Yeah, of course. You've got no
Good.
Option but.
No, you don't really do. you can't do anything
can't
else.
Can't concentrate. Anything would be a waste of time. Sometimes you just have to accept defeat.
Have you at least read a good book or watched some TV?
No, I haven't done anything. I haven't done literally.
Wow.
I haven't even been able to move.
Well,
this is the first day I've been able to do anything. I did some emails 15 minutes and thought I was going to fall over. But it's going to be okay.
God. Okay. Okay.
It'll be okay.
Well, yeah, I feel so cruel asking this, but tell us about today's song.
Oh, mate, okay, all right. Okay, so today we're listening to some music from the 80s Trinidadian Calypso Soca and Parang music artist Gary Imba Tomasos. This particular thing we're going to listen to is this track called Master Wong, which was released in 1982. So Master Wong was Gary's tributes to this virtually mythological street skater who used to dazzle the public in Trinidad down on the promenade in the port of Spain, you know, wearing costumes, doing tricks, you know, spinning around, flips, all of this stuff. There was a big roller skating craze at the time, but no one was doing it like Master Wong, and it was the sort of
wow.
thing that children would want their parents to take them down to the promenade type that they'd kind of like trying to catch Superman or something, you know, some real,
yeah, right,
real superstar stuff.
Cool.
So he, his story, he got his start as an artist on the Calypso Tents in 1978, 1 year after the death of his idol, the sort of mid-20th century Calypso legend Maestro. And in Maestro's honour, he took on the Imba in his name, pronounced Ember, but as an acronym for Maestro Born Again.
Oh, right.
So he'd been, first time in the tents, Gary Imba Tomasos, he'd been dreaming about this moment since his childhood in the Royal Chartered Borough of Arima. And so the Arima Borough in Trinidad is associated with a type of music called Parang. It's folkloric Christmas music that emerged after Venezuelan cocoa farmers were brought over to develop plantations across the islands. And his grandmother's first cousin, Daisy Voisin, who died in 1991, was considered the queen of Parang. So he had all the stuff in the background, but, you know, his father had an ear for Calypso, and he passed it on to his son. And Calypso is just such a long, old, and rich tradition in Trinidad. Like, Calypso, you're talking about something which has been happening since the late 17th, early 18th century.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, this is really... And I think a real important thing I just want to say about Calypso is, you know, since Calypso's inception, Calypso has had, like, posses, crews of, they call themselves Calypsoidians, crews of
right,
artists
okay.
that perform together.
Okay.
They've had battles. They've had
oh,
battles.
Oh, cool.
They've had battles where they would, like, face off going song to song or lyric to lyric, you know, to see who was, like, the greatest, you know, so they had battles, they had posses, like, and they've always, like, you know, they've always had really crazy style, you know, these guys have always had, like huge gold chains and, mohawks and all sorts
oh
of...
Oh my God, that sounds awesome!
Fashion. They have a lot of off-the-cuff fashion.
Love
it! What I'm saying is there's a lot about calypso in the 18th century that doesn't sound too different from hip-hop in New York in the 1970s.
Yeah, right. Yeah, wow.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, I'm just saying. I just want to put that out there. You know, this is just something worth thinking about. You know?
A really interesting observation.
Yeah. So he learned his craft from a 70s calypsonian turned school teacher named Mr. David Prescott, who was the father of the artist-designer. David taught him calypso song structure. Late 70s, he was approached by the Trinidad and Tobago Police Service Band, who used to play these free lunchtime calypso and soca concerts in, by the Parliament. They asked him to perform. He performed with them for thousands of people. Got told to not do any social commentary, but, you know, he got up, did a funny dance and sang a song questioning the Prime Minister and government about inequality and injustice. The audience loved it, and, you know, the audience loved it. You know, they kind of have to just can't really tell him off.
Mm.
You know, so he made political music after that, 80s and 90s, you know, releases like singles and EPs, big performer during, they've had this great thing, this yearly thing they do called Carnival Season, you know, where they have all these fucking tents, they have parties in all these tents and everyone gets dressed up in these amazing costumes and then they have their contests, you know, these competitions. At that time they called them the Calypso Monarch Contests, you know, to be crowned the Monarch of Calypso.
cool.
And he defeated like a whole bunch of like people who are far more well known than him. Even in the 1995 finals, he got mentioned in Billboard magazine.
Wow, right. Gosh.
Yeah, he's continued working as a calypsodian in Trinidad and Tobago and countries like the Bahamas. And I guess one thing that he always illustrates, and this is possibly part of why calypso, you know, is such an old tradition and has had such prominence, is a lot of calypso music has always been a form of journalism. They'll tell stories about things that are going on, you know, like this, like, think of the song as a report about, like, Master Wong, you know. It's very journalistic, you know, everything, they're always talking about what's going on with the people, and because of the diasporic communities, you know, Trinidadian immigration to the States and the UK, all these things are going back and forth, and sometimes a song would be the quickest way of the, or the easiest way of getting the news from one country to another.
Yeah, right.
Now, this is where it gets even more, this one, you know, so Master Wong, you know, animated storytelling, romantic melodies, and paired with up-tempo soul, R&B, and dance-tinged instrumentation straight out of the late 80s, so late 70s, early 80s discotheque scene. Basically, like, he's a calypsodian who, by the time you get to 1982, he's doing what a whole bunch of people who were doing calypso did, is they started to hybridize calypso and soca with disco.
Cool.
Get this whole Caribbean disco
phenomenon. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So this, and that's a whole other story in itself. That's a whole
I can imagine.
But he, so now here's the other thing that's really interesting, right? He recorded, his longtime collaborator was a Lebanese keyboard player and arranger named Jerry Skies Abraham, who played in a calypso and soca band called Blues Ventures. Now, interestingly, like, there is like a Lebanese community in Trinidad. And interestingly, quite often the keyboard players or arrangers in bands tend to be Lebanese.
Right, okay.
Yeah. And there's this whole thing, you know, there's this whole interesting crossover little vector thing going on there. And for Gary, working with Jerry was the one, he said, he was the only arranger I worked with who could go inside my head and know exactly what I wanted, which sounds like a pretty good musical relationship.
God, yeah.
Yeah. So that's sort of about all I've got to say now, and I'm just kind of struggling to talk at points, so I think I'm going to absolutely go.
Yeah, you did it incredibly well there, Martin. I'm very, very impressed.
Definitely had about two brain freezes where I was like, I think I'm going to stop.
Well, I'll free you from the torture that is trying to talk on the radio right now. Thank you. That was very interesting. I can hear you talk for hours on this, but maybe not today. Martin, thank you.
Hey, no, thank you, Liam.
Thank you so much for joining me. Good luck today. I hope you get better.
Yeah, I'm just hoping to wake up good tomorrow because 3 days is too long. All right, thank you.
Bye, buddy. And that was Mr. Martin Pepperell today with Peps Picks, really soldiering on for us. And I'm so excited to play this song now. Oh, this is just so interesting. Like, honestly, is there much music like this, truly? With such a rich, diverse history. So cool. Anyway, here is the song. It's called Master Wong, and it's by Mba Gary Tomasos. Enjoy.
I've seen the best from the USA, them Chinese obsessed, but them is joke, I say. I've seen skaters from Cuba, Canada, Japan and Russia, but in all I see is the king for me. The skater from Sando is the greatest I know. Man, when you see that fella skating, just had the old tumbling up and down my street, rock by the library, back up the coffee, on the promenade and the wharf. I tell you, fella hand. Just like a bad fever, but this guy is a beauty. It ain't have nothing to touch him. He should be on screen. I tell you, he mean. Bang. The skater from Sando is the greatest I know. Man, when you see that fella skating, bang, he does have the old tumbling. Sure to see him when he passing. With bus and car, it doesn't matter. He is a master. Thank you. just talent the young man. Cause he is not a Chinese, but it's get over a maxi. If you're in a doubt, make a good dog sound and ask about. This get up from Sando. Is the greatest I know. Man. When you see that fella skating, man. He does have the whole tumbling. He overtake a Cardo Marabella not too long ago. He's the hottest thing around, the fastest in tumbling.